quite yet move to 788. Let's move to 801, please. Do we have somebody here to talk on item 801? Yes, good. Please read 801.
Item 801. Apply for and accept a grant in the amount of $445,680 from the Oregon Department of Transportation and appropriate $225,000 for reimbursement for the 2017-19 Work Zone Enforcement Program grant.
Good morning.
Thanks good morning, Mayor. My name is Aaron Smith. I'm with the Traffic Division. Good morning, City Council. So basically, this grant is going to allow the Portland Police Bureau to put out extra enforcement in the area of the ODOT work zones to try and basically keep the workers safe and increase the awareness of the work zones, get people to slow down, and make everybody more safe.
Very good. Any questions, colleagues? Comments? Is there any public testimony on item 801? One moment. Sorry, 801.
One moment, please.
Thank you.
So, haven't we already had several serious injuries of
unfortunately, workers? Yes. There's been some fatalities, not within the city, but just a couple weeks ago, the construction down on McLaughlin, there was a drunk driver that ran into a large piece of equipment, and it's just a miracle there wasn't a fatality out of that.
Okay.
And we do not have any sign up.
Very good. Please call the roll.
Saltzman.
Well, this added enforcement can't come soon enough. It is the construction season. We are thankful the legislature just passed a $5 billion-plus transportation improvement package that will have a lot more work going on our roads and streets and our sidewalks, and we need to make sure that our workers are safe. And having our police there to help enforce the laws is very important to all of us. Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you, Fiewick. Aye.
Thank you.
Wheeler.
All right, the ordinance is adopted. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Please call item 802.
Authorize a contract with Motorola Solutions, Inc. in the amount of $14 million to provide public safety communications equipment and related services.
Very good. And colleagues, as you'll recall, there was some council discussion about this. There was a write-up that has been done. Staff has gone around to council offices, but I wanted to go ahead and give you the opportunity to make a presentation.
Sure. Do you have any other further comments or questions based off the information we've provided since last week?
Could you put your name in the record, please?
I'm sorry?
Name for the record.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Beth Fox. I'm the Communications Division Manager for BTS.
Thank you. And the only question that I have is, you know, obviously there was a major renovation several years ago, and when you've just invested in a whole new system, you're not going to change the providers. How do we know that the cost per unit is competitive?
We get these. I brought one for show and tell today. This is a fire apparatus. We get these from the pricing from Motorola Direct. And although there are other resellers that sell this type of equipment, they can't sell it to us at the same pricing that we can get it from Motorola on the current contract.
And so if Motorola is selling it to the general public, it would cost more?
Built into this, just to clarify that piece, there's what's commonly called a most favored nation status. Basically, we get the best price from everybody, and their best pricing for their large national cooperatives and those are all the same. So it's a standardized best price. So no, it cannot be bought cheaper from anybody else anywhere in the marketplace.
That's without news. No, thank you very much.
Very good. Any further comments or questions on this particular item? Is there any public testimony on this item?
We have two individuals signed up.
Very good. You want to just take a seat?
Thank you. Newell and Joanne Hardesty, please come up.
Good morning.
Good morning. As you well know, I am an advocate for no nuclear operations in our area or near our area. And I oversee whatever equipment municipalities, et cetera, require in order to detect unusual radiation levels, which we experienced in December, December 13th, and it was not reported until April of this year, the amount of radiation that was released from that 44-year-old nuclear plant operating at the Hanford Reservation, and it was finally discovered and reported by the Union of Concerned Scientists. So we have a 44-year-old plant that shouldn't be operating. I recommend council not only go into an aggressive alternative program to get off that electricity, but also to require its immediate closure. This plant is just waiting, and it was just luck in December that it didn't melt down, according to the Union of Concerned Scientists, Dave Lockbaum, who has lectured all over the Northwest. This plant has got to be shut down. It's designed just like Fukushima. It has all the failures in the equipment of Fukushima. There is no place to put the waste. We are experiencing radiation levels in this city, especially in December, that went way up, and we finally figured out why. So I highly recommend this council put in a resolution not only for moving rapidly to alternatives, but the money we would save closing that plant is in the millions, and that's what I recommend.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Mayor. City Commissioners, I am Joanne Hardesty, and it's really close. I just wanted to comment on this this purchase of emergency equipment, and wanted to make sure that if we purchase any equipment, especially if we're spending $14 million, that we can communicate through all our emergency systems. I've been around long enough to know that police systems don't always connect with other emergency systems, and we have data systems that don't talk to each other. And so here's an opportunity to really make sure that what we purchase equipment that will communicate through all our needs. I just don't want to be back here again and find out that we have equipment that only handles one segment of our emergencies and not the other. We've been there before, and we've spent a lot of money. And so I hope the details of this will ensure that continuity across all our emergency systems. Thank you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more on that, Joanne. Thank you. Very good. Any further questions or comments, colleagues? Commissioner Fritz?
Thank you. In regard to that, I believe this is the system that we switched to, and it was a major switchover, cost $50 million or something. And so we are satisfied that it is working and communicating with all the other systems that it needs to.
Yes, we are. Again, my name is Beth Fox, Communications Division Manager for BTS. We have over 70 agencies with other sub-agencies within them, over 80 that utilize this radio system. So all of the public safety for Portland does, including 911 dispatchers, use this. And it is actually a Multnomah County public safety radio system. So we are able to talk to any police department within our group, as well as fire, medical, and, again, all 911 dispatch is done with this. So.
Thank you.
And just a small piece. This $14 million is a maximum piece on this contract. The contract itself is to buy ancillary equipment for the system that we have already spent, as you indicated, $50 million to replace. This just picks up the small pieces on the edge, the add-on pieces, that kind of stuff. This is not saying we're just going to go out tomorrow and buy $14 million worth of radios.
Very good. Any further comments, questions, colleagues? Thank you for your testimony. Please call the roll.
Sussman.
Aye.
Udaly.
Aye.
Fritz.
Well, Mayor and staff, I really appreciate you spending the extra time to give us more information than we had last time and answer all of our questions. And I do appreciate that it took a very large cooperative effort to make sure that this system does work well. So I'm very pleased to support this. Aye.
Wheeler.
All right, the contract is authorized. So we've used all the filler we can use, and we cannot start the next item legally until 10:20, so we'll take a six-minute recess and we'll reconvene at 10:20.
Nicely done.
All the filler we can use.